All right, we'll try that. These aren't very good readings to preach on tonight. Between the gospel and the first reading, we're hearing that the priests and the scribes and the Pharisees, who are supposed to be the religious leaders, are all failing in their duties. And that kind of makes me a little hot under the collar. In Jesus' day, they were seeking great honors. They liked to be called rabbi and things like that. And if you heard Father Eric's comment earlier about him being in the video, he says, "I hate that." That's not the kind of priest that Father Eric is. He's very humble. But there's a great message here, one that we all need to, both the first reading and the gospel reading tell us that we have all one Father. And in the first reading, he talks about the divisions that are occurring, even though we have one Father. And so when we look out at our world and we see the wars that are going on, we need to remember that we all have one Father. And whether you are Jewish, or whether you are Christian, or whether you are Muslim, we all believe in the same God. We all believe that we're descendants of Abraham. We all have one Father in heaven. So we need to pray for that unity as brothers and sisters that we are. We need to be servants, Jesus tells us. Deacon comes from diakonos, the Greek word, and it means servant. So I am supposed to be serving. I'm not supposed to serve. The thing about Jesus talking here in the gospel, he says, "Call no one your father." Well, we all do, don't we? We all have fathers. I don't know anyone here that doesn't have a father. And we have priests that we call fathers. There are spiritual fathers. Every once in a while, you'll come across a Protestant, and they said, "Oh, you shouldn't call your priest fathers because it says in the Bible not to." Well, I bet they still call their fathers fathers, don't they? And St. Paul tells the Corinthians, he says, "Am I not your father?" So if St. Paul can call himself a father, I think we're in pretty good company. But indeed, Jesus makes a good point. We all have one Father in heaven, and he is the one that we are to obey and worship. First commandment, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me." But I think, really, our world could use more fathers, couldn't we? I looked up the statistic. 1 in 4 children in the United States has no father living at home. No father, no stepfather, nothing. And so, you know, those of us who are fathers are entrusted with a great duty and responsibility toward our children. So I would ask us to consider this week maybe how we can support fatherhood. You know, people are always trying to tear down families. But how can we support fatherhood? How can we support fathers? Or maybe we know a family that doesn't have a father. Can we help that family? So think about that this week. I'd also ask you, for those of you younger children, your homework for this week is to tell your daddy that you love him and you thank God for him. And maybe some of us have already lost our fathers and he's gone on to heaven. It's okay. You can still tell him you still love him and thank him. I'm sure he'll get the message, even if he's in heaven. And let's pray for those children that don't have a fatherly influence in their lives. And let's pray for men to step up and be the fathers that God wants them to be. He gives us the example. A never-failing love. No matter what we do, no matter what sins we make, He still loves us all the same. And He's ready to forgive us. All we have to do is say, "I'm sorry," and turn to Him with a contrite heart. So let's thank God for our fathers this week. And fathers, thank God for your children. And ask God what you can do to be a better father, whatever that may be. And let's pray for peace throughout the world, because we indeed only have one Father, our Father in heaven. So let's ask Him as brothers and sisters to help us mend these relationships between us and to cease creating war and instead create peace.